Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Michelle Baltazar, editor-in-chief of Money Magazine. Today, we're going to talk about this beautiful book called Life Admin Hacks. That was actually born out of a famous podcast. It's Australia's number one life admin podcasters, Mia Northrop and Dinah Rowe Roberts, who co-wrote this book. And I am so delighted to have Mia on our podcast right now. Hi, Mia.
How are you, Michelle?
Good, good, good. So I have just been reading through this book, and I know that a lot of our listeners probably have read this book already. But for those who haven't, I thought we could talk about one of the sections around comparison websites, comparison shopping, just because everyone's thinking about how to reduce their, you know, overall cost of living expenses.
Yeah. So Life Admin Hacks, it looks at the way you can streamline your life admin for people who want to save their time or their money, or look at improving their household harmony, having that extra peace of mind. And we dedicated a whole section of the book to comparison shopping because that's a huge part of life admin. Thinking about, you know, you get your electricity bill, the gas bill, the internet bill, those plans and policies that expire each year. And you know that you're out of contract, you think, now is the time where I should be shopping around and seeing if there's something more competitive for me where I can actually save some money.
So let's talk about our listeners who probably haven't really come around to looking at comparison shopping. So they're probably just going to the nearest shops, for example, or the one close to their office. Let's look at what would be the number one bill that they should look at first.
We've listed it in the chapters in terms of where the most savings can be found. And that is definitely, if you have a home loan, that is something that you want to have a look to see if there's something that's more competitive in the market. Because as we're very aware now with recent interest rate rises, though every little percentage point makes a difference. So if you haven't shopped around for a more competitive interest rate and a more competitive loan in the last year, now is the time. And it's really something that you could do on an annual basis to make sure over the course of your home loan, you really are saving, you know, it could be tens of thousands of dollars. After that, any other kinds of health insurance that you might have, home and contents insurance, those premiums and policies tend to go up each year. It's a very competitive market. So shopping around for those each year as well can help save you money. And then after that, it's usually your energy bills, looking at things like electricity and gas, especially in the lead up to winter, where you could be using more utilities to heat your home. Now is a good time to shop around for those things as well. And then some people like to look at it, you know, at the area that they've neglected the most. So if they know they've been on the same mobile phone plan for 3 years and they haven't looked at it, or the same internet plan, if there are some areas where you're like, you know what, I know that these, the emails or the letters come and say, you're out of contract, and you'll just keep recycling that letter or deleting that email, that might be where you want to start as well.
Now, there are some deals out there where they give you a little bit of a discount when you're an existing user of their product, whether it's, you know, I'm with Vodafone and they're constantly trying to give me better deals. Is it good to look at those deals, or is it really good to look at across all the providers?
Unfortunately, in Australia, we do pay about an $11 billion loyalty tax from sticking with our providers, because the sad reality is that more competitive offers are made to new customers. So while there might be some kind of loyalty schemes with your current provider, when you look at what's available in the market to new customers, it's often much better. When we sort of step through the approach you can take with comparison shopping, we definitely suggest that you make what we call the keep me phone call, where after you've shopped around and you've had a look what's out there on the market, you call your current provider and say, okay, I've looked at X, I've looked at Y, you're giving me Z. Sweeten the deal, make me stay, give me a reason to stay. And it might be a different kind of service, it might be a change in the policy price or the plan or the rates that you get, or some kind of loyalty bonus. So at the very least, we would suggest that if that, you know, that annual thing ticks around, call your current provider, see if they can come to the party with something a bit sweeter. Otherwise, do very much look further afield. And you know, a lot of these markets were privatized with the idea of encouraging competition. So, for example, electricity and gas across most of Australia, we used to have the state electricity commissions, you know, telecom was the same, we had one telephone provider. All of these markets were privatized, and the idea really, or the goal was, one of the goals was that consumers would have more competitive prices. You know, they'd hopefully be paying less and getting better service. But we as consumers have to really hustle to actually get that financial benefit by shopping around and actually going to the providers who are coming to the party with better plans and prices and policies.
And did you do that yourself across all the utility providers or all the bills that you've received over the years?
Yeah, we did. So, you know, we have specific podcast episodes, the Life Admin Life Hacks podcast, where we focus just on electricity or just on mobile phones or just on our internet. And each episode, Dara and I, we were the guinea pigs. We had a look at what we currently had. And that's really that first step of the decision-making process of taking stock. What product do I actually have? What am I using? How much value am I getting out of it? Do I actually get what I've bought? And then we went and researched the decision-making criteria. So for each of these bills, you know, sometimes it's hard to know, what does a good deal actually look like? What should I be looking for when I'm looking at private health insurance or a home and contents insurance policy? Well, how do I compare apples with apples? So going through that process of identifying the criteria, setting up a little comparison table, we have a whole bunch of little Excel spreadsheets or worksheets you can download that have the criteria in there to make that comparison easy. And then, yeah, we contacted two others. We called our current provider and we looked at two others. And in pretty much every single case, it was financially beneficial to swap. And we saved hundreds of dollars, in Dinah's case, thousands of dollars by making this switch. And this is something that we really want to work on because we know that we needed to make the switch to get that benefit. But it can feel very overwhelming. It can feel like a major production. You know, you might assume that you have to research the entire internet. So we wanted to find a way where we could do this research without boiling the ocean, do it within an hour, ideally, and come out better off.
I absolutely love it. You know, I know that it's always like it's so overwhelming to think about it. I've gone through it where investing in property, it's like, yes, I want to invest in property, but do I really have to gather my last 3 months' statements? Do I have to do this? Which seems so irrelevant compared to the payoff. The payoff is that you have an investment property. So one of the things that I really love about your book and just your podcast is that it's all about reducing the mental load. Tell me a bit about that.
So the mental load is really all of that thinking and planning, anticipating that goes on before you even have to do a task. And it's the stuff that keeps you up at night. It's that monkey mind and the brain chatter of all the things that you need to do, the things that you don't want to forget. We know that, especially for working parents who have, you know, their work life and the responsibilities there, as well as kids to deal with, this just goes next level. I mean, everyone experiences it to a degree, but the reason why we wanted to write this book was to help people drop that mental load by giving them really clear signals of when to do various life admin tasks and giving them the tools and the resources to do it really quickly. So pointing you to, you know, here are the two comparison websites that are really good to go for say, looking at your internet or your mobile phone. Here's the government website that you can go to compare private health insurance. And this is why you should look at that website versus, you know, some of the Isolex or the Compare the Markets or others where they have different, you know, payment structures and commission structures. All of that thinking that fuels the idea of, oh, this is a massive task, this is too much, this is overwhelming. We wanted to do that for people so they could just get in, do the task and get out. But that mental load, I guess when it comes to things like comparison shopping, one of the mindsets to adopt is this idea of satisficing. And satisficing is as you can hear, it's a squish and portmanteau of the word satisfy and sufficient. So satisficing is the idea that something will satisfy you and be sufficient if it meets a certain threshold. So you want to decide up front, you know, what are the goalposts that you're aiming for? Are you aiming to save $100 on the bill? Do you want to save $500? Are you looking for better service? We know that when you're making a decision and you're comparing more than three just starts to get confusing. You just start to get frustrated and less satisfied. So be comfortable with comparing against three others and knowing that you've done your due diligence. You've looked at the alternatives in the market. You've found three alternatives. You've identified what's better, and you're going to go for that satisficing approach rather than the optimal, elusive, perfect one plan or policy to end them all.
Satisficing. I am going to include that in my vocabulary. I'm going to use it. And absolutely, it makes sense. This whole thing about the sense of feeling overwhelmed, especially with COVID, you know, you're already thinking about that behind the scenes, and now you're thinking about your finances. So what would you say to a friend who comes back to you and says, my God, you have such a good life now, you've got the admin sorted out, but I can't be bothered?
The aim with our book was to help you be bothered by, one, spelling out how much you could potentially save, but then also making it super easy by just taking out the guesswork, by telling you, here are the criteria. You know, these are the things you need to pay attention to. This is the website to go to. Here's a downloadable template. Just fill this in. Go to the website, put in your criteria, pick three, fill it in, and off you go. So by breaking it down and having this consistent step-by-step approach across all these bill types, as you start doing it, you know, you'll do it once, you'll do a little fist pump because you just saved yourself number of dollars, and you'll be motivated to go ahead and try it for the next type of bill. So that success breeds that momentum, and it's just a little muscle that you keep building until you're a comparison shopping machine.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to one of my close friends, Annabelle, who is a doctor, but she can't be bothered. And I'm like, you're so smart. Why can't you do this? You have to do this for your children, for my goddaughter.
Well, you know what? There are also some really, innovative services coming up. And there are other services where part of the comparison shopping is to actually engage some help. So, you know, most home loans in Australia are brokered by a mortgage broker because it is so complicated. So that is an area where we comparison shopping, but engaging a mortgage broker to help you with that process makes a lot of sense. There are tools now or services now for electricity where you can sign up and they'll do there's a bill watch service. So you let them know what your I can be bothered threshold is to switch, and it might be, you know, if you can save me $150 or $300, then I can be bothered to switch. And they use AI to look at what your current plan is and all the offers in the market. And as soon as they find a plan that reaches your I can be bothered threshold, they'll notify you and then you can go and switch. So people are getting savvy to this, and there are services out there that do this on your behalf.
I love that. I love that. I'll pass that on. You know, speaking of all these little things that you've kind of written in your book for those people who have that high, I can't be bothered threshold, the managing password section I thought was super handy.
Yeah, so that's one of those areas where, you know, everyone's heard they should probably have a password manager, and that sort of the way passwords are handled in our browsers doesn't necessarily give us the right level of security that people would recommend we have these days. But, you know, the idea of downloading an app to your browser and your tablet, computer, your phone, it starts to feel like it's a major production. And so, yes, we wanted to spell it out step by step, make it super easy for people to adopt a password manager and not just achieve that better sort of cybersecurity and prevent things like identity fraud, but also because of the sheer convenience of the password manager logging you in everywhere you go on the internet and on the apps on your devices. But also, password managers have these secure vaults where you can upload sensitive documents. So you can have, you know, copies of your license and your passport your Medicare card, and you can access all of the sort of other sort of notes you have around some of your accounts, which means when you're on the go, if you need to do a 100-point ID check or if you need to fill in a form somewhere, you can jump into your password manager and access that information and do that kind of life admin on the fly. So we love anything that helps you do five life admin and make it like a 2 minutes too easy task where you just do it then and there. The password manager is golden for that.
I'm taking notes as I'm interviewing you right now. And finally, going back to the topic on mental overload, because that is a huge thing. And I think that is really one of the biggest contribution of this book in the world of personal finance literature, is to say, well, right now at this juncture, you've been doing this for a couple of years. How is your kind of mental health? Do you still find that you get overloaded or overwhelmed at times?
Now, one of the chapters in the book is dedicated to lists, to-do lists and reference lists and checklists. And when I kind of feel like I can feel anxiety looming, or there's a sort of chest tightening about to happen because there's a lot going on, the first thing I do is dump everything out of my head into a to-do list or a checklist. And that gets it out of your mind so that you don't have to kind of keep remembering things when you have it written down, and then you can start prioritizing things or chunking things down to tasks or putting dates against things and realizing, you know, not everything has to happen today or this week, having a sense of their priority and their urgency. That starts to reduce that mental load immediately. So life admin really is its own beast. It's different from housework, which is traditionally cleaning, cooking, laundry. It's obviously different from childcare and parenting, though life admin supports a lot of those tasks. There's a lot of personal and household administrative tasks that often get left to one person in the household, and that person's mental load is usually off the charts. So anything that they can do to share it with their partner, share it with the kids, make things, you know, the right size and complexity for kids in the household so they can contribute as well, that all helps as well to reduce that mental load. And every chapter in the book, we talk about how you can share it. So we give you some practical techniques to share each of these tasks.
Well, can I just say that you are definitely deserving of the title Australia's number one life admin podcaster. I've already gained so much from just reading this book, and I will be listening to your series on the cost of living and testing it yourself, and looking forward to that. It's been a pleasure to interview you today. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.